We are in Sif Dalet, where the Rama writes, V'lachein kish iser shemeval v'shishem imakir tzach lasir misham afal gav tekfar nizbatel taimo v'shishem v'lachein imnafal l'cheil tzol atashil nizbatel taimo v'shishem tzach litin shamayim tzonin im v'teva l'afkia v'lots of l'mal al'amayim v'yas yivyan misham Ni'achar she'efshar lahasirau have kilu makiro v'tzach lahasirau misham. So we began discussing this last time, the chiddush that when you have the ability to remove something, it's as though you're makir the yisr, and when you're makir the yisr, of course, it's not batal, you're chayv to remove it. The Rama, and this is also the opinion of the Taz, Sifkan Zayin, and the Shach and Sifkan Tazayin, maintain that this is a chumrah, but not a kula. What do I mean? It's a chumrah that since you could remove the isser, you must do so. But even if you do remove the isser, that doesn't make the food permissible. It remains usser if there wasn't shishim. It's only if there is shishim that you have this obligation to remove the isser. However, the Hagos is a behater, quotes from the Mordechai, and this is also the Bach's position, and others, is that that's not the case, that this works even lakula, meaning to say, even if I didn't have shishim, if I successfully remove the isser, let's say through congealing and removing the isser, then it would be mutter. Now, the Shach and the Taz both ask that this is impossible, because even if I successfully removed the chelev, but the tam chelev is still there, meaning to say that we know that if I dip a piece of nevela into my food, my vegetable soup, so even if I remove the nevela, I have to be concerned that the nevela is maflat tam nevela into the vegetable soup, and if there isn't shishim keneged that chatichas nevela, the whole vegetable soup is aser, and the fact that I removed the chatichas nevela is irrelevant, because it was maflat tam nevela. So too over here, chelev went in, and even if you say that the process of congealing is effective in removing the chelev, but the chelev was maflat tam chelev, and memela, the soup remains aser. That is the contention of the Shach and the Taz. So what would the Mordechai and Hagosis of Ehetar and the Bach say back? So if you take a look, I think this is more or less pretty intuitive, but it's spelled out by the Imre Baruch, which in my Shulchan Aruch can be found in the back in the Yalkut Mefarshim. I think others make this point as well. And he basically gives two answers, both of which might be true. But let's start with his first point, which is that perhaps there's a very big difference between lach belach and a chaticha of nevela, davar gush, falling in. When we have a chaticha of nevela, davar gush, it falls in. So like we said, we're concerned about the nevela itself, but we're also concerned that it's maflet tam nevela. So even though it's a kezayis that went in, and seemingly I take out a kezayis as well, it still looks like it's the same size, but it was maflet, a full kezayis of tam. But when we're dealing with a liquid, and here we're dealing with a liquid in the sense that it's seems to be chelev nimoach, right? We're talking about fat that has melted, and that's why when you cool it, it congeals and floats to the top. Anytime if you put, chicken soup into the refrigerator, the freezer, you'll see that the fat floats to the top. So over here we're dealing with a liquid. The isser is effectively a liquid. The chelev is effectively a liquid. And there isn't two things. It's not like the pshat when we're dealing with an isser liquid. There's it, and then it's maflet a tam of itself. Let's think of another liquid like dam. That's usser, right? If you pour in a kezayis of dam, of liquid blood into something. So it's not the pshat that, oh, there's the kezias of blood, and then the kezias of blood was also maflet a kezias of tam dam. No, the tam is it in the liquid. When it comes to a solid, so there's the way we'll see in a moment, Rav Moshe compares this to his like. It's a chatichas eitz. In other words, if you have a, it's almost like a popsicle, right? So people that are impatient when they eat popsicles, this is what I always used to do, right? I would get the popsicle and I would suck out all the tam, right? And what's left is the structure of the popsicle, like the ice. It's basically like a, you know, an empty ice cube. It's still there. It's the same size, right, as when it came in. So that's what happens when you put the nevela in, right? We're concerned at the very least. We're always worried about the worst case scenario. So we're concerned that the nevela was maflet, a kezias of tam nevela. And what you remove is the shell. It's like the ice of the popsicle. All the tam popsicle is gone. You sucked it out or went into the soup. That's shayach for a solid. When it's shayach for a liquid, the tam is it. So therefore, the mekilim over here, the Mordechai holds, that if I remove the chelev nimawach, I don't have to be concerned that any tam remains, because what I remove is the tam. That's what the mekilim hold. And there might be evidence for this in some of the Rishonim, in your source sheets, which I no longer have a copy of, but you'll see that there's a Ramban and a Rashba who, I don't want to read through their whole, the whole thing. Oh, Shkayach.
I made copies.
Okay, Givaldic. Can't read this.
In the first copy, you didn't know it was about the
side. Oh, okay. Oh, I see, yeah. Amazing. Okay, so this is probably where page 2 on the left column, where you see Chidushin Ramban in Kuf Yud Beis, Amid Aleph. And again, I don't think it's we're going to read the whole thing now, but if you look, it says, "Ein lachosh lebli asan, kevan she'amru didama shachin v'shumna kafi, ein lachosh lebli asan, she'ein lach bolei lach." And the Rashba says the same thing over there. Halasa, in the next source, "Delach v'lach lo bali mehadadi klal, ela bilbule milvalbuli." It's not maflid in boleia, like when it talks about solids, but they simply get mixed in together, right? You have a liquid heter, liquid iser, they all get mixed up together, but it doesn't work in the same way as solids. Now, parenthetically, this might actually, this Lashon, and we'll come back to this later when we do Hanan, but it's worth keeping in mind, might relate to an interesting position of the Ravid. The Ravid holds that we don't hold of Chanan by Lach B'Lach. Let's assume we hold of Chanan by Shari Surin, not by Lach B'Lach. Right? If you, I don't know, you mix together, some blood falls into your chicken soup, kosher chicken soup and blood, right? Two kezesim of blood fall into two kezesim of chicken soup, and then the whole thing falls into another taroves. You don't need 60 times 4. 240 kezesim to be mevatel, you'd only need 60 times 2, you'd only need 120. And that's even if you hold of Hanan by Shari Surin. And even though we don't fully hold of this Ravid, we always, we are mitzarf the Ravid, especially, we're so mechan the Ravid b'shas chad gadol. So, again, we'll get there. But that might be because of this very reason. This brings us back to the svar we talked about on Monday, which is that Hanan relates to a chalos, which might stem from the fact that there's some type of permanent integration between the two, right? Liquids, they're not integrated. They just are mixed, but they're not integrated, right? It's sort of similar to the Ramban's theory by Blios and Nochanan and Blios, that the Kli might have Blios, Shel Isser, and Heter inside of it, but they both occupy the same area, but they're not integrated, so there's Nochanan. That's one way to understand that Ramban. We'll hopefully get there shortly. And that's what the Ramban is saying, the Ravid is saying by all liquids, that the liquids of the Heter and the Isser are mixed, but they're not integrated, so there's no Hanan. And what we're saying over here is certainly If you could remove the liquids, then it's fine. And you don't have to worry that the liquids were maflet tam isser, because the liquid is the tam isser. There's no separate tam from itself. Now, what then would the machmirim hold, right? So we just said, okay, we explained the mekilim now. What about the shach and the taz and the ramah? What do they hold? Either, I guess you have three options, right? They disagree with this point. They say, no, even for liquids, we're concerned that there's it and then the tam, it's maflet. So just like in the kazayas of nevela is maflet, a kazayas of tam nevela, so too a kazayas of dam, liquid dam, is maflet, a kazayas of tam dam. And therefore, that's the simple reading of the shach and taz. Therefore, even though you do succeed in removing the chelev, but it's still going to be usher because you have to be concerned it was maflet a tam chelev. Alternatively, you could say perhaps they agree. And here it's different because either this chelev started off as a solid, and maybe that makes it a little different. It's chelev nimoach. So when you have a solid that turns into a liquid, you could conceivably distinguish between, even when it's in the liquid form, between it and its blios. Again, not so easy to understand that, but that's a possible chelek. He could agree with this Ramban and the Rashba when you're dealing with a true liquid, like dam. Alternatively, you could say that here, it's an interesting possibility, since it was nivla into a solid, then we would say that the removal is still a concern. In other words, if it remained a liquid, they could agree, perhaps. We'll consider these possibilities later, but that's sort of the first point. The second answer that the Imre Baruch brings for the Mekilim is that that the Mekilim hold it's effectively separating both, effective in separating both the Tam and the Mamish. In other words, even if we assume for a moment that the Mekilim, the Mardechai, the Shach and the Taz and the Ramah all hold that when it comes to liquid, there's it and it's blios, right? Maybe even the Mekilim would agree that when it comes to liquid, there's it and it's blios. But when you do this process of congealing, it successfully extracts both the chelev, and its blios, or its platos, actually, I guess, right? In other words, it works. The process of extraction is effective. The Shach, Taz, Ramah, Huar, Machmir say, who says it's effective? It's only effective to get rid of the chelev. Who says it's effective to get rid of the tam chelev? The Mekilim say, no, it is effective. It is effective. And maybe the fact that you could even conceivably extract things like this is why we don't say Hanan by liquids according to the Ravid. Anyway, those are the two possibilities that the Imre Baruch says to be Miyashid Mekilim. And I think the first possibility is a little bit easier. Now, just one ha'ara. I sent you to look at a tshuva from the Igros Moshe, which you have here in the bottom left of page 2. The truth is, there's only a small part of the tshuva. The tshuva goes on and on. But we don't have time to read the tshuva and actually get into the nitty-gritty of what he's talking about, though it's interesting, is that he seems to adopt the lenient view on that question, which what I said, the opinion of the Mekilim, right, the Mardechai, again to Shach and the Taz, that the liquids, when it comes to liquids, it's not the pshat that there's it, the liquid, plus the platos from the liquid. The blios, the tam, is it, right? Just to look at the lashon from where it's underlined in your short sheets. Achadain tzarch lahavim b'davar lach, kegoin b'chalav v'shemen v'yayin, shevadei ein shayich lomar diyotze kol hatam v'yisharu achalav ha'shumen v'yayin below tam. Dirak b'davar yave shayich zeh, right? Which is, again, quite intuitive, right? That's what we said is the svar of the Mekilim. Now, it's interesting. He actually talks about our siman a lot in this tshuva, but not our sif. He talks all about sif hey. But he doesn't talk about sif dalet. Now, the pashup shot is, I remember when I read this tshuva, I was astounded because he's like so same against the shachtas. Ahaz and Ramah, right? Without even telling you. You know, okay, Moshe sometimes goes out on a limb. But to go against Shachtaz Ramah without even telling you, without even quoting their positions, right? It's astounding. It's unbelievable, right? Because again, the Pasha Pshat is that the Shachtaz and the Ramah hold that even when it comes to liquids, like here we're talking about liquefied chalav, even when it comes to liquids, there's it and it's blios. And that's why the Shachtaz and Ramah say even if you extract it, you still have to be worried about the blios. And the Mordechai Bacha goes as Vehta Ramekil on that Shaila. That's their machlokas. And Ramosha just takes for granted that the Mordechai is right, Shachtaz Ramah wrong. So now, obviously, that's not true, right? Moshe would argue with Shachtaz and Ramah. Certainly is not telling you. So it must be that Rav Moshe was assuming one of those answers that I gave, right? In other words, either this is different because it started off as a solid or got absorbed into other things or something like that. In other words, Rav Moshe, the way I had read the Machlokas, again, was Shachtaz and Ramah, originally at least, the way I read the Machlokas was, you know, Shachtaz and Ramah all hold that just like for solids, there's it and it's tam, so too for liquids, there's it and it's tam, which does seem to be the simple presentation of what they say, right? And the Mekilim, Ramah, the Mordechai, and the Agosis of Ahetar say, no, when it comes to liquids, there's just it. It is its tam. And when it comes to solids, there's it in its tam. That's the way I read it. In which case, again, Rav Moshe is being machria like the Mekilim without telling you. So it must be that Rav Moshe held, no, that everybody agrees. It's pashut that even the Shachtaz and Ramah agree that when we're dealing with liquids, there isn't it and its tam. And the reason why Rav Moshe takes that for granted is because, you know, from a Metzias perspective, that makes sense, right? How could there be it and its tam? The tam is it when it comes to liquids. And therefore, how would Rav Moshe read the Shulchan Aruch? Either he's going to say Chelev is different, or perhaps something along the lines of the Aruch HaShulchan, which I saw later. The Aruch HaShulchan is also on your sheets on top of page 3. And again, it's worth reading his whole presentation, but if you just, we'll just look at what it says in Nun Vav, in the highlighted parts. He tries to make it a little fancy. You don't have to go this far, but basically say that there's not really a machlokas here, and it's a question, our favorite question, of whenever we see Ches Lamed Beis, is it Chalav or Chelav? And that the confusion here centers around what are we talking about? We'll just read it together quickly. V'hine medivrei Rabbeinu mizbar dehadin hazeh hurak l'chumra, meaning the Ramah, v'hainu k'shiyesh shishim da'az tzarech liten tzoninim v'shiyak fi l'mala k'moshin mizbar avel hatri al yedei zeh k'shein kan shishim yafshar l'hatir v'chein hechriyu g'day le'achrayinim v'esigu al ba'al abach Shirotz lahatim yitam ze gam kasha'ein shkan shishim. V'tamu alav shereikfar niflat tam ha'iser v'lo adif me'ilu nafal chatichas iser makiro v'hu shalim v'zarko mikol makom tzarech shishim negdo v'lachin dachu dvarav v'divrei bala iser v'hater ayin sham. V'lefiyan yez daiti nira d'shneim emes l'halacha. D'heim pirshu al chelev tarba. Demikodem hudavar gush v'nameis betochatav shiel uvezev vaday hadini mahem. In other words, the Shachtaz and Ramah are right in the case where it fell in as a solid and then it melts. So I guess the pshat is that since when it falls in it was still a solid, there's room to say that it was maflit a kazayis of tam chelev and then it melted and you extract the melted chelev, right? Now, what are you essentially extracting? The mamashos, but the tam remains. It's extracting, in my mashal before, the shell of the popsicle, right? The eitz ba'alma, like Rav Moshe puts it. Now, the tasteless fat, right? That part, but the tam was secreted and remains inside. Aval kavana sister v'heter v'habach chu al chalav behema. When the mekilim weren't talking about chalav, they were talking about chalav. Shenafal latashil shel basa shehu lach belach. The ein bezen nesinas tam me'achad l'sheni rak mifnei ataroves. When it comes to liquid, there's not the liquid plus the tam. The liquid is the tam, or the tam is the liquid. Ukshenifradim zamiza lo nishar tam me'achad l'sheni. That's a little metzias problematic, because milk can't be extracted that way, right? It doesn't congeal. The fat in the milk would congeal, right? The cream chabot. So if you have milk fallen, so unless he's assuming they're talking about cream, 100% cream that fell in.
Isn't there a whole thing about if the water of the milk is considered milk or not?
Mechalav.
Yeah.
Mechalav is not. When we talk about, when Lamb Basbuch Halav, we'll learn about how the composition of the milk and the like. But the answer is, the water of the milk, while it's in the milk, is definitely chalav. Right? No, but it remains chalav. We'll get there. Without getting into too much details. The point is that it doesn't congeal, right? If you drop milk into chicken soup, and then something without any fat. So the fat of the milk will congeal and rise to the top. It won't for ours, because they take our milk and they break the fat molecules into little tiny pieces so it doesn't separate. But old-fashioned milk, the cream would separate, would rise to the top, but just the cream chabot. So I guess he probably means, when he says chalav, he means heavy cream, 100% fat. And that would rise to the top. Fine. And therefore, he writes, "Nifradim zemizel lo nisher tam meyachad lasheni bein bezeh din de'afshel asochto shiharei nifradim zemizeh mikol v'chol." Right. In other words, the principle of afshel asochto aser is only because typically you can't totally extract it. That's what he's assuming, right? Like we said before, if you cook a potato in the chazer soup, the potato will remain permanently usher, because you can never really get the tam chazer out of the potato. But when we're dealing with something like a liquid, which could successfully be extracted from the chicken soup, if that was true, so then we wouldn't say efshel esochto usher, because it's extractable in its entirety. This relates to a machlokas between the Tur and the Rashba, which we'll see later on when we get to Efshel Sochto Vasser. But that's his basic point. Now, basically, what's he saying? There's no machlokas. Nobody was understanding each other, right? They didn't know, if they used vowels, this whole machlokas wouldn't have started. Because everybody agrees by chalav it's aser, and everybody agrees by chalav that it's mutter. But you don't have to go as far as what he's saying. You could say there is a machlokas, but everybody would agree by chelev. Or, we'll say it this way. You could say there is a machlokas, but everybody would agree by solids that are pure solids, and everybody would agree by liquids that are pure liquids. Right? And that's why Rav Moshe takes for granted that when you're dealing with a pure liquid, like milk, then, of course, the Mordechai is right, and the Shachant has it wrong, because the Shachant does only said their position about something like chalev, where it starts off as a solid, right? But if it starts off as a liquid, then they would agree. And again, if you want to say that maybe the Mordechai himself was makel even by chalev, and there is a machlokas, you don't have to go as far as the Archa Shulchan to defend Rav Moshe's position. So, again, that's the basic point I wanted to bring out from here, which is, as opposed to, if we're going to be Mekatzer Nimratz, as opposed to the simple reading of this sugya, at least when I read it, which is, when I read the Shachanataz, they say, oh, there's an interesting machlokas. According to, at least when we're dealing with liquids, according to the Shachanataz, there's it and it's tam. And according to the Mardechai in Hagosas Vater, there's just it. It is its tam. That's their machlokas. what emerges if you learn like Rav Moshe and the Aruch HaShulchan. And this is also very nice because now we don't have to say that the Shach and the Taz are against the Ramban and the Rashba, right? So once we learn the Ramban, the Rashba, Rav Moshe, the Aruch HaShulchan, we'll say no. Everybody agrees by liquids that the liquid is the tam. They're not two separate things. And therefore, everybody would agree that conceivably, if you, you know, in the event of a tarovis with liquids, if you could extract the liquids, you wouldn't have to worry about the tam. And the only time that there's either a machlokas or there's a concern for it, and it's tam, is when we're dealing with solids and even solids that melt and turn into liquids. Yeah.
So we're going to assume that if you take, like, treif oil and mix it with water, and eventually it all rises to the top, that the water will totally mutter.
According to what Rav Moshe writes, that's pashut, it's true, correct.
Well, maybe the kuliyam would be.
Yeah, yeah, it would be true, presumably. Presumably. You know, oils are a little difficult. Maybe you would say it depends if it's solid or liquid at room temperature, right? Maybe if it's a solid at room temperature, we would look at it as a solid, right? So you could, is it saturated or unsaturated? So maybe it wouldn't be true for all oils. It's an interesting question. But at least, you know, Rav Moshe says it by shemen. So at least, let's say, oil that's a liquid at room temperature, I would say that's certainly true.
What does Rebbe mean when he says that a liquid is its tam?
When we talk about the tam, we're talking about there is no separate tam and mamish. And mamashus when it comes to a liquid. The tam, when a liquid is no Saint Tam, it's not the pshat that the liquid is mafla tam from itself into something else. It means that the liquid itself gets mixed in with the other thing.
And is this just a general equation throughout time that all time is equivalent to just the liquid have? You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think that you have. Sometimes it's going to be true, like when we always talk about, we discussed this when we talked about at the very first shiur, when we talked about gravy and the like. So sometimes it's true. It's not always true. In other words, I think that, you know, when we talk about a piece of, if you put in beef jerky, in treif beef jerky into your chalent, and let's imagine that the treif beef jerky is 100% dry. There's nothing, you know, it's still going to be no Saint Tom. It doesn't mean it just secretes liquid. But because it might be that a solid is able to be maflatam. It doesn't just mean liquid coming out of it. It's not just tzir. But when it comes to a liquid, that's the way it is. Maybe that's true. We're going to talk about this more in Sadi Tess when we talk about bones, actually. And our bones, no Saint Tom and the like, and marrow, and dealing with that. So this, like almost all these discussions, we're gonna have a chance to further consider. But the proof that what I'm saying is correct is that we're obviously concerned with kalim being maflatam, right? So I don't think when we talk about kli cheres being maflatam or kli mateches, the pshat is that when it's maflatam, it's being maflat liquid. There's no liquids inside my pot that are being mufflet. No, they're tam particles, they're blios, tam particles in the pot that will come out through bishel. So it's not liquid that's leaving. It's just that when it comes to solids, the chemistry is such that there is the mamasha shel davar and the tam shebo, whereas when it comes to liquids, that's not the case. Yes?
The liquid's not from the solid, but it's a liquid from the rest of the food. Like by keeling, you're boiling water, for example.
No, no, you don't have to say that's the pshat. No, it's true even if there's mech tesi. It doesn't say that. You have to be concerned about...
There's no nursing time by two yavish foods.
You're saying, why is it that... Well, that's not the way it's conventionally understood, certainly. We know there's a principle that when it comes to kli, ein kli yotzei mikli al kli below rotef. So the way that's conventionally understood is not the way you're understanding it. It's just that kalim aren't maflit tam without to another kli, without the medium of a liquid. You're suggesting a reason why that's true. which is that the way in which kalim are maflit is that first the liquid goes in, enters the walls, picks up the tam and leaves. We'll see that there's some evidence against that in terms of when we get to the Gemara's about how it works and the order of things and you know, or Blios first or Plato's first and the like. So what you're saying is an interesting consideration. You should definitely keep it in mind. But I don't see any reason to assume that's the case. I think that...
by two foods that are both yavish. Two foods, not kalim.
Yeah, then they are maflet tam, one to the other.
They're completely dry, the two numbers.
Yeah. That's only it would only be a klipa because it's sli. But that principle is said by kalim. By kalim to food, even, it's not true, right? In other words, if I take a I take a treif kli that's hot and a hot, dry solid, right? The kli will asher the food. It's only kli to kli that you need rotev. But anyway, again, we're going to get to all this. For now, I would say your theory might be correct. Keep it in the back of your mind. And as you go on, look for evidence or counter-evidence. Yes?
According to Ramosha, if I, let's say the Shulchan's case was that way, if I mixed a pot of milk and there was tam in the spoon, that would mean that there's physical milk in the spoon, isn't it?
Like they're tam particles. Yeah, it's not liquid.
No, it is liquid, right? According to Ramosha?
I don't know.
Isn't that what you were saying also?
No, I don't know if there's liquid. I don't think in the spoon. When you have a milchik spoon that you use to stir a fleshed pot?
No, it only means liquid. The liquid is the tam. If the liquid is the tam, so it means that the liquid goes into the spoon? Is that?
Oh. Again, I don't know if you would.
If liquids aren't cold, then you just mix it in the hot liquid.
Yes, but I don't think that. You're saying what I'm saying is impossible. What I'm saying is I don't think that it remains in the spoon in the form of little liquid drops.
But it is little
pieces of milk that go into the spoon. But what, and I understand why you're saying what I'm saying makes no sense. I'm saying when it's in the spoon, sitting in the spoon, it's not in a liquid form. Now. You know, you're saying this is very imaginative chemistry. When exactly does it, switch from a liquid to a particle? But I think the answer probably is that when something gets liquid gets so small, it's no longer a liquid form. And when blios are absorbed into kalim, they're little tiny particles that are so small that you wouldn't see it as a liquid. Right, it's not like there are holes in your spoon with little pouches of milk. I just don't think that makes any sense, right? In other words, it's dry. It feels dry. It looks dry, right? If you want to look at it as little tam particles that are little tiny liquids, that's fine. I don't object, and maybe that's a better way to look at it. And I'm not trying to explain the science here, but. So if you want to look at that as little tiny liquids, it's fine. The way I was looking at it, and I don't think it makes a difference, the way I was just imagining it is, when they get so small as to be absorbed into the spoon, they're not really in a liquid form, and that's why you don't notice any little pouches of liquids. But if you want to look at it that way, that's maybe an easier way to look at it.
Could everybody explain why everybody thinks it's so pashut that milk isn't poorly tam? Like, why is that?
I don't think it's so pashut. Until I saw Rav Moshe, I thought it was wrong. I mean, I thought that was the view of the Hagosas of Heter and the Mordechai. But I thought, as I said, when I first learned the sugya, I learned al daka bachina bezehu nachlako. Sort of like the Imre Baruch says, right? Okay, that's the machlekes. How do we look at liquids, right?
Rabbi didn't.
That's the way I.
I thought Rabbi was saying that everything's intuitive that liquids wouldn't have a sugya.
I did, but I'm just telling you the way I learned the sugya. I didn't think about intuition yet. The way I learned the sugya is when I first read, I read the Shach on the Taz. So I thought, that's what they're arguing about. They're arguing about this very question. Good. and I was very happy. And then I saw Rav Moshe. I was like, that's strange. Rav Moshe is assuming the against the Shachtas Ramah. And then I saw the Ramban and the Rashba. I said, that's even more strange. The Shachtas and Ramah are also against the Ramban and the Rashba, right? And then I started thinking about it. I said, maybe not. Maybe this is different. Maybe it's only because it's Davar Gush. Because it's Chelev that was once a solid and then melted. And then I saw that's exactly what the Ach HaShulchan says. And then I thought and thought. Then I stopped and thought. And I said, that actually makes a lot of sense intuitively in terms of what it's like. So that's the history. So I don't know. But if I hadn't come to Rav Moshe and the Ramban and the Rashba, I don't think I would have learned that way. I would have understood the Shach and the Taz Kipshuto, that even for liquids, there's it and it's tam.
But it also comes to what you're saying, that one has to learn, like, Sifhei, that one doesn't really have to be worried about, like, if one mixes a kazayas of milk, one doesn't have to be concerned that the entire kazayas of milk went into the spoon. According to everyone, according to every saying. That's what Moshe says. That's a big...
I don't, when I say everybody, I don't know everybody. I'm presenting the Mahalech of two ways to read our Sif. One way is the Pasha way. I'm not saying the Pasha way is wrong. The Pasha way, which is that according to the way we paskin, Shach, Taz, and Ramah, liquids and solids are very similar to each other. There's it and it's tam. And the simple reading of the Shach, Taz, and Ramah is that when you congeal it, you get rid of it, the tam remains. That's why it's aser, and this whole din is only said as a chumra if there is shishim and not a kula if there isn't shishim. And the other opinion disagrees, and we reject that opinion. That is the pashup shat. Still think it's the pashup shat, and I'm not saying it's wrong. Now I'm telling you, there's a second way to learn our sif. This is the way that Rav Moshe, I would imagine, learns our sif, because otherwise it's strange that he would be so same connected to the shachtaz Ramah. And moreover, Rav Moshe thinks it's Pashut, as you see from his presentation. And it also seems to be the way the Aruch HaShulchan is reading it. And I think in light of the Ramban and the Rashba as well. So there's a lot of evidence for the second possibility. I'm not saying it's right either. I'm giving you two Mahalchim to understand what is the Nekuda Samachlokas between the Shachtaz and Ramah on one hand, and the Hagosas of Hatter, Mordechai, and Bach on the other hand. And what I'll say is, you know, there's a difficulty in the second pshat is exactly what you're saying, which is, and so let's keep our eyes open for further evidence on this question. Okay, good. Now, one other ha'ara on this Ramah. Ramah over here writes like this, a very end of Sif Dalad. Isr shen is batel b'kedera v'siru misham v'nafal kedera cheres tzarech lachzor ulevatlo b'shishim k'neged neged kulo v'chein li'olam. Right, I have a chatichas nevela. It falls into to pot A, and there isn't shishim, but asers it. Then it falls into pot B, then C, then D, then E, then F. Right, all five pots, six psats are aser. Liolam. Aval im nafal l'kedei rishona shtei pa'amim. If that chatichas nevela fell in, and then you scooped it out, and on its way out it slipped back in, then. Ein tzarech rak shishim echad kenegdo. You only need shishim once. There's two very big issues here that we're going to deal with, at least briefly. The first issue, I guess, is just why is this true? Why is this true? If you hold of Chanan Vaishari Surin, which the Ramah does, so l'chayra, if it falls into the pot twice, I have to be choshesh. Right? Let's imagine what happened. Right? Like we know, we always are concerned with the worst case scenario. So this chatichas nevela fell into my chicken, my vegetable soup. It was maflet a kazayis of tam nevela, right? And that was replaced with kezayis, a vegetable soup. I take it out. The vegetable soup has now turned into nevela, right? Because we all have chanan. It's been chananified. And then it falls back in, and it's maflet. So there's two kezayisim of iser in this vegetable soup. The original tam of the nevela and the chananified vegetable soup. You didn't realize that. You could verbicize the word in that way. Anyway, so you'll see it's very helpful in your day to have creative grammar as well, not just creative chemistry. So that is my question, right? Why is this Ramah true? Again, for the Mechaber, it would be no problem if you don't know the Chanan by Shari Surin. So, if you take a look at the Gain, Sif Katan Chaf, he addresses this issue. V'afogav debalua shebo nasa nevela. Why do you only need one time shishim? The balua shebo, right, like we said, the vegetable soup that this chaticha absorbed is nasa nevela. Vavi kisser acher shenafal de oser, kamoshkas of tzaditas vavdaka. That time, de oso habalua have bikdera min bimino. The chiagavna okmua ad oiraisa biruba. Kamoshkas of harash, de min bimino bishishim gzera atu shenomino. What a fascinating solution. Right, what's he saying? He's saying, well, let's look at this. First time it was maflet, a kezayis of a nevela, tam nevela into the vegetables. Good. And then, in place of the kezayis of tam nevela that was maflet, it absorbed the kezayis of vegetable soup. And that vegetable soup is now nevela, right? Now, the vegetable soup is the same min as the vegetable soup. So basically, you have a kezayis of tam nevela, which is eino mino, but that's fine because there's shishim kenegdo, right? 61 kezayisim of vegetable soup. So there's 60, so there's shishim kenegdo, the one kezayis of tam nevela. And you also have a kezayis of vegetable soup that's now nevela. But that's min bimino with the vegetable soup. Now, it's true, says we know that min benino, you need shishim, midrabana. Why? Says the Rush, as he quotes, gzeira atu eino mino. As we're concerned, but that's only in a kedera acheres, where it could conceivably come to be no Saint Tom. But here, it could never be no Saint Tom, because it's the same thing, right? So therefore, hemidua on the din Torah, that the min benino is bato berov. And therefore, essentially, the kezayis of nevela is baltal b'shishim, the actual tam nevela, and the kezayis of the chananified vegetable soup is baltal b'rov. Now,
30 times
in the bottle? Let's get there. Good question. Now, there's a couple of issues here. Number one, and you probably haven't seen this yet, but I'll briefly mention it to you. If you have Tosfos on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Dibur Maaseh HaMai, this makes sense according to the Shita of the Rashbam and Tosfos, who holds that when something becomes Aser due to Chanan, when we're talking about Chanan by Shari Surin, it becomes itself that's Aser. Just like by Basar B'Chalav, for example, the chalav, when it becomes nevela, is chalav nevela, right? Nafkamina, that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino is aser, one drop of chalav nevela will aser a million gallons of kosher milk. So too, when the vegetable soup becomes aser, it would actually aser, it would also become vegetable soup that's aser, in which case you actually have a bit of an issue, because when you have one kezayis of nevela falling into the vegetable soup, if it fell in twice, or even once, but the stuff went in and out, it should be usher according to Rabbi Yehuda, because of min bimino, which is an issue that Tosfos deals with over there. But We don't paskin like that view. We paskin like the Ri. And the Ri says that the pshat is that, no, the vegetable soup doesn't become vegetable soup sha'aser. It has the din of the min that it came from. In other words, it's nevela. The vegetable soup is like nevela. There would be no shaila for Rebbe Yehuda min b'mino aser, because it wouldn't be vegetable soup that's aser. Even though in Metzius it's vegetable soup, it would have the din of nevela. So it seems like the Gra is going like the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. The problem is we don't paskin like the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. But the answer, I think, is no, the Gra is not doing that. The answer is that's because the Gra here is assuming like the Shach. And before, if you remember back in the beginning of our sermon, he holds like the Shach. And the Shach holds that we don't actually, we're not so lumdish when we try to figure out what's mino and eno mino in these sugyos. Rather, again, maybe it's nafkamina for a Yehuda or Nisr Mashu, things like that. But we just look at the tam. And the tam is eno mino, right? The tam is eno mino. So the vegetable soup that was chananified has a different tam than the nevela, and therefore the vegetable soup will be min b'mino. The vegetable soup that was chananified will be min b'mino with respect to the vegetable soup that's mutter, whereas the nevela will be eno mino. Now, if that's true, so then I have a different question, which is, why do you even need to come on to what he says? Why don't we just say that the nevela, we know that two different isurim are mevatlin zezeh. So if you have two different isurim, they could be mitzdarif to be mevatel each other, right? Now, there's one tavshil could be mevatel two isurim if ein taimim shaveh. Let's say 59 kezesim of heter, one kezias of nevel, and one kezias of chazer. So that's mutter, right? Because the nevela is mitzdarif with the vegetable soup to mevatel chazer. It's not going to be no same tam. There's not going to be tam chazer here, and likewise the reverse. So that could be a much simpler answer to what the Gra says. You don't have to come on to the fact that min b'mino is batel berov, right? Even if you require shishim, you'll have shishim, right? It falls in twice. So you'll have shishim. Because you'll have 60 kezesim keneged one kezias of a vegetable soup that's nevelified. But the answer, I think, is that the Gra says it this way to explain, since it is li'olam, if you said it the way I said it, then if it fell in twice, you'd have a problem, because then you'd have two kezesim of chananified vegetable soup and only 58 kezesim of heter, right? So this would work if it fell in twice, but not if it fell in three times. So that's why he says it this way. So even if it fell in three times, it will remain mutter. Now, what would be if it falls in 40 times? So I would think that the Gra would agree. It's aser. And even though the Shulchan Aruch says v'chein le'olam, it's a shtickle. What does it say, v'chein le'olam? Oh, no, that's going on the other thing. Yeah, aval nasal l'kader shtei pa'amim. So it'd be shtei pa'amim three times, four times. But if the same piece cup keeps on going in again and again and again, you know, you have to use the math to figure out exactly how many times you wouldn't have rov. It's like those mikvos mishnayos, right? But at a certain point in time, a single piece of nevela could aser 60 kezesim of vegetable soup, though it would take a while. Yes?
Already mentioned that, yeah, 59 kezesim of soup. You have one kezesim piece of soup, one kezesim of meat. I thought that you only assume you have kezias, the chumra, not the kula. Here you're assuming that a whole...
No, I meant an actual piece of chazer falls in. We'll get to it. It's at the end of the simon. You'll get
to... No, but in this case, you dip your nebula in, you take it out, dip it in the second line. Yeah, so now you have 59 kezias of heter, the one kezias of tam from the nebula, the one kezias of chananified soup.
But right. I could say mimanashach, no?
But it's only... No, because if one of them wasn't the kezias...
But I'm saying it could be one or the other. In other words, if it wasn't maflet, a kezias of tam nevela, it couldn't have been bolea, kezias of vegetable soup.
Oh, because there's no space in it?
Okay. Now, one last point. I'll take your question in a second. If you look at actually the source of this halacha for the Ramah in the Isser V'Hatter, he's also bothered by this question. And you have it on your source sheets, but he gives a different answer than the Gra. So that's on the right column of page 3. If we look at the Makor HaDvarim, and he writes, he asked the question explicitly, V'lo aminan shechozer kol pam u'boleya hater acher v'oso hater nasa iser v'nitztar shishim neged kol nefila v'chaticha shelo yehe amichloi shiyatza mimenu chamar min ha'iser atzmo shesagi lo b'shishim b'kdera achas. This is very similar to a principle that Tosfos says in a couple of places. We're going to have a lot of fun talking about this because it also comes up a lot. But ein hanaser nasar oser b'makom she'eser atzmo einu yachol leilech l'sham. That's a handful. We're just going to call that ein hanaser. Here, the point is that the oser, in this case, the nevela and the tam nevela, can't aser shishim. So the nasar, which is the vegetable soup that was absorbed into this chaticha and chananified, can't aser more than that.
Wouldn't that apply to more than one pot also, though?
So more than one pot, we have a problem because we're concerned with a mitzias, the following mitzias. It went in the first time, so maybe everything left the first time, in which case the first pot's aser and the second pot would be mutter. Or maybe nothing left the first time, in which case the second pot's aser, right? And that's why even the Mechaber, who doesn't hold of Chanan by Shari Surin, would hold the second pot, and the third pot would be Aser. Now, what you're bringing up is a very interesting question, which is going to be true even for the Ramah, right? Which is like this. This is the next Ha'ar on this little Ramah. It seems like pretty innocent, but it's a lot here. Why don't we say like this, right? The Ramah says, V'chein le'olam. So, right, I have my Chaticha. It falls into 30 pots. Each pot is... I don't know, let's say 40 kazesim, right? All 30 are aser. Yeah? Agreed? Let's say, now, it's not true, it's impossible. Because let's figure out what happened. Let's say what happened was that, now let's go say this first within the opinion of the Mechaber without Hanan. Okay? Let's imagine that the first pot became aser because Tam Nevela left, right? It was polit. Each pot is 40 kazesim, so it's maflit. A full kazayah, sir. So now, could it aser pot 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? No. If it asered, maybe it didn't aser pot 1, but it asered pot 2. So once I have 3 pots, then I'll pirov, it's mutter. Right? 2 out of 3 pots are mutter. Why can't I say it's like, now this is already about tarovis yavish biyavish. Right? So it should be mutter, b'manafshach. There's a similar question. We don't have time to show how it's true, but the Shach asked the same question later on in Simen Kuf Hei Sif Tes. Simen Kuf Hei Sif Tes. And Ayin Shem. We don't. It's Shach Sifkan Lamed if you want to see. It's too complicated to do the Cheshbon now. So there are two places where we don't seem to do it. The Chazon Ish has a fascinating answer to this question. The Chazon Ish, it's Lamed Gimel Beis, says that when Chazal asered the Heter, Ad Shishim, it wasn't Misafik, it was Betar's Vadai. Until you have Te'ima. In other words, the Pshat in Chazal made a Takana. Anytime you have Isser falling into Heter, until there's Te'ima, it's Oser Ad Shishim. And that's not Betar Safek, it's Betar Vadai. So now you can't start saying Ro for Yavish B'Yavish. Of course, in Metzias that's true, right? But it's a Takana, it was a Takana Kavua, sort of a low plug. This is very similar, by the way, to what we saw in the Rashba, in his rejecting the Raifid, right? Just like, you know, that's what's learned from Chal, that we don't say Omid Yafe ever. We always say that you need Shishim, even for Yisurim de Rabbanan, we say you need Shishim. It's Maflit Keneged Kulo. because lo yada kama nafik mine. And even though according to the normal rules, you know, you should have said, ah, I have a high level of confidence that there's not, you know, it's 1/40th, that it wasn't mafla to Folka's eyes of Tom, right? And it's Nisar Rabbanan, and Omid Yafen, alike, I'm playing it safe. Still, it's Asar, Shishim, right? That was the Gzeira. It was a low plug, right? The Rashba Kachum, Midos Chachamim, this was the shir we did on Monday, right? So the Chazon Ish is saying, that's the pshat over here as well. I don't think Yitzush tells that Rashba, but it's the same Yisod. In other words, when the Kazayas falls into pot one, we say it was mafla to Kazayas of Tam. And then same thing for two, and same thing for three, same thing for four. So now there's no, you can't make that cheshbon anymore. Now, this is also very relevant, again, to our, well, we keep on going back to mentioning the stainless steel shaila. In other words, the Rashba, the Chazon Ish, all seem to be getting at the same point, which is that until you do te'ima, it's aser, unless there's shishim. And the fact that in Metzias you know with almost certainty that there's no tam is not enough. It's not enough. Kach Gazru, that either you have to do te'ima or not, right? Relates to your mechanical tongue shaila. So that's what the Chazon Ish comes out. Now, this idea isn't so pashut. First of all, the fact that the Shach over there in Kofi asked the question seems to assume he doesn't assume that way. So it's not so pashut. As I mentioned before, there's that Chuvas HaRadvaz by Porcelain and the like who talks, does these experimentations, also doesn't seem to be assuming that way. But that's another interesting question that comes up over here. Okay, yes, Danny.
I'm not sure Rebbe is saying that the Gra is in accordance with the Rashbam. I thought it's like the Re. Could you explain why it's like the?
Well, I do think it's like the Re ultimately, but at first glance it sounds like the Rashbam, because at first glance it sounds, as I said, according to the Shach, it could be like the Re. But at first glance, I thought it was very much like Rashbam, because what he's saying is that you have you have two Kazesim of Visser, the Nevela, which is Min B'She'eno Mino, to the vegetable soup, and you have the Chananified vegetable soup, which would be Min B'Mino with respect to the vegetable soup. And since that Min B'Mino is Batel Lerov, Midaraisa, so therefore it's always going to be Mutter. Right, but that's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam says.
Isn't it
that when vegetable soup is chananified, it's like vegetable soup nevela. It's not like a nevela. It's a min of vegetable soup that's aser, just like by basar v'chalav, it's chalav aser.
I thought the Rashbam says that again, like let's say if I put nevela into the vegetable soup, so now there's more nevela, which is aser, and Ri says.
What he said, we can look back. Let's do it afterwards. We'll read Tosfos, our Tosfos together. That's my recollection of what Tosfos says. So that's why, at first glance, I thought sounded to me like the Rashbam. But we'll look at the Tosfos together. Let's go on, because we need to do, let's at least try to get Sifhei in. Okay. How much time do we have? Okay, we'll try. So in Sifhei, we have a very interesting machlokes about whether it's Shaykh Basar, Bechalav, or Hanan by Blios, by Caleb. Right? As you saw, the Ramban holds that there's no Chanan by Blios, and the Rashba holds that there is. The Svara of the Rashba is obviously the more intuitive Svara. If you hold that, why wouldn't there be Chanan by Blios? Right? When Basar bumps into Chalav, it creates Bas B'Chalav, Chanan, or if you're hold of Hanan by Shari Surin, when potatoes bump into Nevela, that's true as well. So what difference does it make if it does so inside the walls of the pot or inside the pot? Why should it make any difference? So the question really is, what's the pshat in the Ramban? Why would he distinguish? So one possibility, which we began alluding to earlier, take a look at the Ra'ah, the Prima Gadim, is that inside the walls of the pot, there is no integration. right? The blios of basar and the blios of chalav might be in close proximity to each other within the walls of the pot, but they don't merge. They remain isolated, and therefore they can't create basar b'chalav. This relates to an interesting question. I'll put it this way, and again, we'll think about this more as we learn the sugya of basar b'chalav. But what's pshat in basar b'chalav? Is it basar b'chalav or basar v'chalav? Is it the integration of the milk and the meat, or just the contact between the milk and the meat? I'm not saying this is machriya that shaila, but it's an important chakira to start thinking about as we learn the sugya of basar b'chalav. Now, an interesting question would be, what would the Ramban say? Is it always true that blios plus blios can't create chanan, or only within the walls of the pot? Right. This gets back to that question before. How do we look at it? Right. Let's say, for example, you had potato that you cooked in a meat stew. Right. So, and then you took it out. So we would say, this potato is full of blios of basar. And then you drop this very one same potato, or one kazais potato, into 100 gallons of boiling milk. Okay, the milk is going to be fine, obviously. There's shishim. But obviously the potato is bolei achalav. So now in this potato are blios of basar and chalav. Is the potato... Now, obviously you can't eat the potato, but is there chanan in the potato? Right? Is the potato basar b'chalav or not? Right? Do we say inside the walls of the pot, inside the walls of the potato, what would the Ramban say? Right? Rashba will certainly say there's basar b'chalav here, there's chanan. Right? Will a potato be asar b'hanah or not? Would be a practical nafkamina. Like we say, you couldn't eat the potato anyway because it has tam, chalav, and basar in it. A nafkamina would be asar b'hanah, right? For hanah, for asar hanah, you need chanan. So Rashba would surely say it's asar b'hanah. Would Ramban say, yeah, blios plus, when blios bump into blios, they can't create chanan, so here too, or no, maybe it just, he says this only in the wall of a pot. The Pashtus is, I think, he only says it in a wall of the pot, otherwise this machloka should come up in many more places than here. But let's keep that question in mind. Now I think that... I'll just make one other additional ha'ara. Did I put this here? I didn't. Actually, I sort of did. Yeah. A basis for distinguishing between blios and pots and blios and food. You might say, you know, what basis is there to distinguish? Blios or blios, right? What difference does it make if they're in the pot or in the food? That's sort of what you were asking me before. But one place where you might see a shtickle difference is in that Rashba that we actually have on page 1 from Tzadi Ches on the base, top left column, where he says that nafkamina between whether you hold tam kikar is asa derais or not is if you stick a milchik spoon into a fleshik pot full of meat. Now, everybody holds of chanan by basar b'chalav, so why should this be a nafkamina, right? Even if you hold... Sorry, everybody holds tam kikar is deraisa by basar b'chalav, even if you don't hold that tam kikar is deraisa for shari surah. Like it's mefurish in a gemara. Everybody agrees if you you cook meat in a milk, right, and then you remove the meat, that milk is basar b'chalav deraisa, even though there's only tam basar in it. So I would have thought that by basar b'chalav, everybody agrees tam kikar. And yet, the Rashba says there's an afkamina for tam kikar, even in the sugya of basar b'chalav. And that might be because blios that are in a pot that aren't associated with any type of mamashas are treated differently. So the potato might be different. Anyway, but that's sort of a side point, something to think about in the sugya. The real point I wanted to bring up is that this Ramban might be Leshitaso, the Ramban over here that we don't say Hanan by blios, of another very important and famous Ramban, which you probably haven't seen yet, because you didn't do not bar not. But I'll show it to you. So this is the Ramban, page 3, starting on the bottom right, going on to the top left. This Ramban is very hard to understand when you haven't done the sugya yet of not bar not. But I'll briefly introduce it. Not bar not, the Gemara says that if you have a piece of fish, you hot fish, obviously hot plates, let's say, you put it on a fleshing plate, and then you could eat this fish with kutach. Why? It's not bar not. Because the meat went from to the plate, and from the plate to the fish, and then the kutach is already tam shlishi. Now there's a big machlokas rishonim how to understand this. Bali Tosus understand the basis of not bar not is tam sheni shel hatera. Since in the fish it's tam sheni and it's still mutter because you don't yet dip it into the milchik's kutach, then it's okay. The Ramban says you need tam shlishi. Tam shlishi is an oser. So the pshat is that the kutach is already tam shlishi. It's three steps removed from the actual meat, right? Meat to plate, plate to fish, fish to kutach. Three steps. Tam shlishi. Now, the problem is, and he has very, now, the problem is, but what about in the fish? Isn't that tam sheni, right? Because the kutach goes into the fish. So listen to what the Ramban writes. I guess we'll just read the whole paragraph. We'll try to understand it the best we can. Kasav baal hatrumos, kar shehotchu b'machvas cheleves, b'mayim roschen v'shtem b'nei yoman. Let's say, we used to wash pots, right? We have hot water, but if you don't have hot tap water, it's very hard to use hot water to wash your dishes. So the simple solution is wash your dishes in a pot. So let's imagine you have plates that you're washing, fleshig plates, washing in a milchig pot in boiling water. Mishtem b'nei yoman, right? So the Baal Truma says, Pshita de kol aser de tam basar shebekaros niflat b'mayim, v'tam chalav shebemachvas niflat b'mayim, u'miyad nasru. In other words, water is tam sheni, it's true, but you don't have tam sheni shel heter, you have tam sheni shel iser, and therefore it's aser. Good. And then they're going to aser the pot subsequently. V'ani omer shtabish kahani, Sefer Tumah was a coming. You got it wrong. The hainu dagim shal bakara. That's mamish not bar not. The kara hainu kara. In other words, by the time the fleshik from the pot gets into the milchik's plate, it's already tam shlishi, right? Meat to pot, pot to water, water to plate, plate is tam shlishi. And, well, maybe you should be worried about what's going on in the water. Well, just like you're not worried about what goes on in the fish, you don't have to worry about what's going on in the water. The Davar Baruhu. V'afal pishis gamnu de shloshin nosnei tam ba'in an ay, you need tam shlishi. Kanami shloshin nosnei tam heim. Basar b'karas karas b'mayim mayim b'v'chalav. V'lo amrina an chalav sh'b'mayim nisayiv im tam sheni shal basar sh'b'hen. K'shem shen omrin b'dagim tam de tam ha'chalav sh'b'kutach nivla b'dagim v'yeosran. Ah, just like in the dog, you don't have to worry about it, right? You don't have to worry about it in the water. V'chein b'din. Lefi she'en basar shebedagim o b'mayim osran achis arvu machalav v'yitnu tam zebze she'en basar b'chalav oser liolam ela b'nosin tam hilkach havelahu tam shlishi v'kol mutter. Sounds like he's saying, in the fish you have what? Blios of milchiks and blios of fleshiks. They're not yet tam shlishi, but they're just blios. There's no chanan with blios. Same thing in the water, right? You have blios of fleshix, blios of milchix. But you don't say chanan with blios. Where do you say chanan in? Mamish. So the first opportunity for a real chanan is when you get to the tam shlishi, right? Inside the kutach. That point is already fine. So this is perhaps Ramban l'shita. So that's one way to understand this Ramban, in which case he's saying it even by inside food. Blios plus blios don't create chanan. There are other ways to learn this Ramban. The Gra in Siman Sadi Beis, Sifkat Lama Dalad, quotes the Tumas Adashen, who says, what's the pshat in this Ramban? That just like we don't say Tumah Blua, so too we don't say chanan Balua. Now, this is very interesting, right? Yisura Metumah Lo Yalfina. Reish Shechter wouldn't like this. I think the pshat is like this, that what's the Rashba saying? The Rashba is saying, look, just like we say chanan in food, we should say chanan in blios. And what the Ramban is saying, according to the Gra, to Rosh Hashan, is look, you can't make that jump, because just because you say it when it's outside doesn't mean you say it when it's balua, right? Just like we find in the world of taros, that tumah is only contracted outside, but not when it's balua. So too, the same thing by blios. It's not that we're yalfinan tumah iser mitumah. It's just that you can't assume what the Rashba is assuming. The Rashba is assuming, oh, just like there's hanan when milk touches meat, so too there's hanan when blios of milk touch blios of meat. How could you make that jump? The haraya, in the world of tumah, you don't make that jump. Maybe here too, right? Alach ala haviraya. You prove to me that there's hanan by blios. Because I could show you that they're not necessarily the same from the world of tumah. It's not that, like, this is a din of tumah blua. Now, if you learn that way also, l'chayra, it would also try to apply to food, right? Right, because that's also balua. It's also balua. Another possibility, take a look at the Chazon Ish, Tez Zayin, Oz Gimel, who says a different svara for the Ramban, that the balua is batel agav the kli. It's not chashav ochel. In other words, to create chanan, you need some type of food, right? Blios, as they exist in kelim, are what? Particles, not food. It's not like there's little particles of food inside the kli. It's particles. It can give time to food. It becomes food when it goes into the food because it's part of the food. But when they're in the kli, it's batalag of the kli. It's not shai chanan. Another possibility, take a look at the Pimukadim over here, Mishpat Zazasu Kamches, who says that because when do you have bas b'chalav? Derech bishel. Bishel requires food. No food. Blios plus blios, that's not derech bishel. There's no chanan. Okay, what time do is it? What do you think? Okay, 4 minutes. The tour over here, what does the tour hold? Does the tour hold like the Rashba or does the tour hold like the Ramban? Oh, very interesting question. Machlokas, Beis Yosef, and Rama. The Beis Yosef says, I think that the tour holds like the Rashba. What's his diuk? He doesn't tell you, but the Pashta says, if we had time, we would say this out, but read it carefully. If he held like the Ramban, he could say much bigger Chiddush than he actually does. He doesn't have to talk about a new spoon. It could even be an old fleishik spoon and you'd come out the same nafkamina. He gives this case because it's a much bigger chiddush. Great. Says the Darkei Maisha. Okay, very lovely diuk. It's mefurish. You're wrong. Look over there by the fly case and you'll see explicitly that the tour is not concerned with Hanan and Blios. So what's the Beis Yosef going to say? The Beis Yosef's going to say, and if you look, the Prisha makes this point, Taz also makes the point, what kind of rye is that? That's because the Torah doesn't hold of Hanan by Shari Surin. That's talking about a case of fly plus soup. There's no Hanan. But when we're talking about a case where there is Hanan, like Bas B'chalav, of course the Torah could hold like the Rashba. So you see that this machlokas between the Taz, Rama and the Beis Yosef really probably comes down to whether the Torah holds of Hanan Vashari Surim or not. Okay? You'll have to, if we have time, you'll have to, we would talk about this more, but you should continue to look for Rayos in the Torah. Who does he hold like? Hanan Vashari Surim or no Hanan Vashari Surim? The last point is the remarkable Mordechai. Unbelievable. What a Mordechai. So the Mordechai Pashup Shat does seem to hold, Shach notwithstanding, is that you say Hanan by the Charses HaKli, the Guf HaKli, right? You have a brand new Kli Charas that's 5 kizayim in volume. It absorbs 1 kizayis of Nevela, Tom. Now you need Shishim Kineged 5 kizayim. Now this doesn't make any sense. The Kli is not food. So first of all, this Mordechai is very similar as far as we noted before to that idea that we saw in Arrive at and elsewhere, which is when something is integrated, it creates a chalos, and since it's integrated here, it can never come out, the tam nevela can never come out of the thing, so there's going to be a chalos. But still, we don't understand, it's not food. How can you talk about Hanan? The answer is a very important thing that you have to remember, and we'll talk more about this when we learn the Sugya of Hanan, but this is a Yisod Gadol. Hanan is not the same thing as nefach, going back to our Hakdamos. Hanan is not the same thing as nefach, and I'll prove it to you. Remember, the Ramban like thought that the notion of nefach or menutam is inconceivable, right? It doesn't make one iota of sense. He absolutely rejects it. He's unsure about Hanan by Shari Surin. And likewise, the Rush, who definitely holds it nefach, is really into it. His only question is, how far does it go? Do you say like Rav Chaim Cohen, a more conservative nefach, or Rabbeinu Tam, a full nefach, is unsure whether you say Hanan, right? And there's no to probably not to say Hanan. So there are two shailas. Hanan is not the pshat. Now, at first glance, what do you mean? It's the same thing. Why is it that if I have a kazayas, if I have a potato that's two kazaysim, and it absorbs one kazayas of nevela, so now I need 120 kazaysim to be a vatal, not 60, right? The intuitive pshat is that's because it's nefach, right? Since the whole potato, two kazayas of potatoes, also it's tam kicker, so it's kilo, it's kula nevela, it's kula nevela. I'm going to need 120 kazaysim to be a vatal, not 60, right? That's what you would think until you think about it. But we know it's not true, because we know that you could hold of Hanan, not hold of Nefach, Nefach, not hold of Hanan. The pshat in Hanan is something much more tief, which is that it's not enough to just be mevatel the Isser Shabo, you have to be mevatel the carrier of the Isser, or that which is integrated with the Isser, or the light. This isn't two kazaisim of Isser, it's one kazaisim of Isser, but it's a din in bittel. The din of Hanan is a din in bittel, that you can't just be mevatel the Isser, you have to be mevatel the carrier, you have to mevatel what's integrated. That's what the Mordechai is saying. Of course, the charis isn't food, it's not nevela, but when you're mevatel it, you need shishim keneged the whole thing, not just the nevela shabo, but its carrier. That's what he holds. So therefore he holds, since it's permanently integrated, there's a chalois. Now then there's another interesting question that you have over here, which is the Mordechai a chumrah on top of the Rashba, or a chumrah and a kula on top of the Rashba? This you saw as machlokas between the Ramah and the Taz. The Taz says, look, if he's going to talk about Cheres by the Hanan by the Cheres, of course he holds of Hanan in Blios. Says the Ramah, not true, right? You can't make that jump. These are two totally different shilas. And in light of what we're saying, it makes a lot of sense. In light of what we're saying, it makes a lot of sense. Really, the two questions have nothing to do with each other. But the Taz says what he says. And the Shach says what he says over here, which is a lot, but we don't have time to talk about it. So, Abezrus Hashem, on Monday, we'll pick up with Sivav, and we will, Abezrus Hashem, finish the Simen, and go on to Simen Sadites, I hope. But anyway, even if we don't, you should finish the Simen and go on.